Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
And welcome back, everyone. It is Talkback Hour number 2 here on your Monday. Al Quartermott, Sandra McQueen is back as well. Had a great first hour. Looking forward to a great conversation here in Hour number 2. This is a big day happening at 10:30 over at the Rapides Parish Courthouse in the police jury meeting room. It'll be the swearing-in ceremony for Sheriff Mark Wood as he begins term number 2. But before he does that, he joins us here on Talkback this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing,
Mr. Sandra? Why is that microphone not working? Okay, let's try it now.
How about now?
There you go. Somebody had turned down the microphone. Gotcha. So, sorry. Smooth transition there. But anyway, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How was y'all's weekend?
It was nice. It was nice. So we always come in and find gremlins have been playing with the equipment over the weekend. So, anywho. Well, congratulations again on now entering your second full term. I got to imagine these first 4 years feel like they flew by.
Oh, they did, you know, and if you're doing things that you love, they do that. And I enjoy working with the folks, and the deputies that I work with are just great. The public's great. I mean, you're going to hit speed bumps along the way and sure. That kind of stuff, but you're right. It flies by. I wish it'd slow down just a little bit, because that means I'm getting older, you know. Yeah. So.
Well, you think about the time that you came in as sheriff was the year 2020.
Yeah.
And we had all kinds of crazy things going on that year. The pandemic, a couple of hurricanes.
Yes.
I mean, so many things that kind of predominated that. As you look back on these first 4 years that you've had, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that really stand out for you?
Well, you know, I can remember going, you know, you win the election and it really doesn't sink in. But, you know, because sheriffs are unlike other officials that take over like in January. We take over the following July after mm-hmm. the fiscal year. So there's a lapse there after you win. And I can remember they have like they call a new sheriff school that you go to for a week down at LSA, Louisiana Sheriff's Association, to kind of any questions, kind of show you the ropes, you know, what's fixing to happen, what you need to do. And I'll never forget. And that happened in, I think we went like February, March maybe. And when I hit 49 headed Baton Rouge, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Whoa, I'm the sheriff.
Yeah.
Here we go. And it's like the proverbial dog that chases a car and you've caught it. Now here we go. You know? But you talk about the pandemic, you talk about the hurricanes that hit us. We were baptized in fire, but my guys mm-hmm. rallied up, got behind me and they done an excellent job, and I learned. And if you don't make mistakes, you can't learn. And we created some things afterwards, kind of got down to some nuts and bolts on that situation. We already have a hurricane brewing out there, hopefully. Yeah. Nothing bad on Mexico and them folks, but I hope it stays south.
Right.
But we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say has been maybe the single biggest lesson or thing that you've learned these last 4 years?
Well, you know, probably several of them, Al. You know, you get in the office and you look at things and you look. The first thing we had to do was create something that could make folks, you could bring folks to you. Because, as you know, everybody's short.
Yeah.
And we've even lost, and no disrespect to the, because if I was a young officer, I'd go to the state police.
Mm-hmm.
They make big money.
Right.
And so we had to do something to try to keep our folks in there. So you learn things that you need to create. You need to be good to your people. Try to look at that money. I was very lucky. And when I got in there, our last financial officer, chief financial officer, retired. And I brought on David Crutchfield came with me. Man, he's a breath of fresh air. Done a fine job for us, and between him and my guys, and we come up with some things that we could do to increase pay, to make it better working, place around there. So that's some things that, you kind of learn. You know, I'm not a politician. I've never been in politics. This is my first round at it. So you learn a lot of things, you know. You learn about people, believe me. And, you know, who you trust, who you can't trust, and that kind of things. But, yes, a crash course, but I love it.
Great. So, you know, we were talking in the lobby before we came on air. You kind of have this six-month time frame from the election to when you take in. And we were saying, is there a history on that? And weren't really sure.
Well, you know, I've heard all kind of things. Maybe let everybody's temper calm down because, I was able to have a good transition with Sheriff Hilton. And he's the kind of fellow that's going to make that happen. He worries about the department. And, you know, it'll be the same way with me. One day I'm going to be moving on, you know, and that's just life. And but you got to reach out and consider what you're leaving, and hopefully you leave your footprint and you help that gentleman that's coming behind you to leave his footprint. And, you know, I've heard horror stories about other parishes. Sometimes they won't let the new sheriff come in because, you know, you have a huge responsibility from, you know, law perspective, tax perspective, civil perspective that you have to catch on to. And like I said, I was able to transition good, but I have heard horror stories where they're not allowed in until July 1st, and they hand them a box of keys and credit cards that's chalked up to the max.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to go through any of that of thing.
No,
you hear, I mean, and you see sheriff's races across the state that can get pretty nasty. I know that was it the one in Caddo Parish where you had kind of a mess up there. And so that's definitely. Yeah. And do you think that's because there's so much, I don't know if power is the right word, but there's a lot of power invested in the sheriff's office when it comes to, you know, the tax collection and things like that.
Sure. Yeah, you know, you're right about that. How one vote, I mean, that was huge up in Caddo. Now, the second time around, it, you know, went a little bit better than it did the first time. But, it can get nasty. Like I said before, these politics, man, they can wake you up, believe me.
I mean, at the end of the day, what you can't lose sight of, though, is the fact that you're responsible for the law enforcement in the parish. Mm-hmm. And with the issues that communities like Rapides Parish face on a day-to-day basis, there really isn't a lot of time for politics because there are people out there that are really hurting and need your help and protection.
That you're exactly right. Exactly right. So you got to hit the ground running and try to help these folks. You know, look, I was born and raised, grew up in here, you know, the whole, not only in Rapides Parish, and you can look statewide, you can look nationwide, how everything has increased. You know, I was listening to y'all talk when you came in, and I graduated in 78 from Oak Hill, and I can remember going to school. Back then, you had a truck, you'd have a gun rack. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd probably have my shotgun or gun in there because afterwards, we may go squirrel, we may do something. And, you know, you may get in a fight at school. I never thought about going and getting my gun to shoot anybody.
Right.
You know, nowadays they don't fight. That's out. They grab guns. Mm. I mean, that's you know, where did all this derail at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we grew up, Al. It's really not.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think people talk about the breakdown of the family.
Yeah.
Influential male figures being in the home, things like that. You're right. They settle conflicts using weapons.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day it was fists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even a police officer, you know, I've heard stories from the old, you know, Sheriff Hilton, different ones, old troopers, where they'd get in some fights and, I mean, some serious fights. But, you know, everybody got their butt whipped and you went home and everybody lived. Everybody was good, you know.
Yeah.
But nowadays it's so much different. You know, people's... I don't know. It's you know, somewhere in there we've lost sight. It went wrong. The problem we have, it didn't start overnight, and we're not going to fix it overnight. But we have to start. And
but that also puts a lot more responsibility on law enforcement. You guys are having to deal with social issues a lot of times that really shouldn't be in the purview of your job.
Exactly. But that, you know, that just goes with the territory, and things have changed. So you have to, what's the word, adapt, overcome, try to move on to the next deal. And, you know, I just, it saddened me sometimes to, See, you know, when I was growing up, let's talk about dope. You had a little bit of weed, some pills,
right,
something of that nature. It wasn't killing folks.
Yes.
The stuff we have now is killing folks. Yeah. And, you know, it's unbelievable that if I know something's going to kill me, I'm going to kind of stay away from it. But you talk to these folks, and because we, you know, I have two people that put people in rehabs, families that come to us needing help.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to talk to the folks, and look, it's sad. They just cannot turn it loose. And even though they know that this stuff may kill them, the possibility's there.
Mm, that is heavy stuff for sure. Sheriff Mark Wood is our guest here on Talk Back. He's being sworn in later today for his second term. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more discussion. And you can jump in as well here at 442-8255.
The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we continue on Talkback. Sheriff Mark Wood is our guest. He's being sworn in later today for his second term as sheriff of Rapides Parish. You were kind of hinting at it in our last segment, the way things have changed, particularly with drugs. Back in days when we were in high school, whatnot, mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of marijuana, maybe some pills, but now you're seeing the whole issue with the danger of fentanyl, which has been brought in through China, through the border, mm-hmm. And is just rampant, even in communities like Rapides Parish. When people ask you, how bad is it?
You know, I when we came in here and before we got in here, me and a friend of mine, I worked dope most of my career, narcotics, and Kerry Beebe. Me and him worked together. He retired from the city. And I talked to him and told him what I wanted to do was bring back a task force to really just start pounding on this stuff because it's getting bad. And after we did, and it took us about a year to get it up and running, all the municipalities jumped on board from Mayor Butler to Mayor Johnson, Mayor Jeter, everybody. They were ready. We went to the FBI. They was on board. DEA's on board. ATF. I mean, I could state police, and we started battling. And these guys are doing a fantastic job. Who would ever thought? I think it been 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half. We got 10 pounds of fentanyl off a house on Monroe Street.
Golly.
You're talking about enough fentanyl to wipe out 3/4 of the state of Louisiana,
yeah,
compared to what they're saying is a lethal dose. That's in Alexandria. And, you know, it's just disturbing. Like, you know, we were talking about how, you know, things have changed. I mean, you know, even the marijuana they have now is not the marijuana that our grandpas grew or smoked or, you know, they have engineered this stuff to the THC is, you know, they found out a lot of these, some of these shooters are chronic marijuana users, mm-hmm, because they get psychosis or whatever,
yes,
you want to call it. I mean, it's not the same that it was. So the cartel feeds off America's misery, supply and demand. You know, back when it was marijuana, then they brought cocaine in. They flooded the market with cocaine. Crystal meth. They flooded the market with crystal meth. Now, the gentlemen and ladies down in Baton Rouge decided to lessen. They took heroin and moved it over to a regular scheduled drug. You remember, used to it was a life sentence if you had heroin. We didn't, mm-hmm, have that heroin problem, mm-hmm, in Louisiana. And several years back, they moved it. Put it like if you got caught cocaine, you do, you know, it's around that same realm. And that's when you started seeing heroin appear. Got better. Next thing you know, here come the fentanyl got in. They start mixing it, and you got all these rocket scientists around here that's mixing the heroin, the meth. So, yeah, it's a whole lot more dangerous. People are dying with this stuff. Not like when we grew up. You know, they might got high or maybe ate too many pills.
Right.
But this stuff right now, I could tell you story after story that one young lady, she comes in and her brother says, look, you know, let's go try some of this fentanyl. She's never done it. His tolerance is higher. And they hit it. She never takes another breath. He survives because his tolerance is better.
Yeah.
So, you know, it saddens me to hear stories like this, but it's out there. Hmm. It's out there. You know, I like to think that we're making a difference in Rapids. I mean, my guys, they fight it every day just as hard as we can. And are we ever going to alleviate? No, we're not. But you can't stop. You got to keep driving it. It's kind of like mowing the grass. If you don't keep it cut, it's going to overtake you. The weeds will just run over you. So we got to do what we can.
Is there any way to know, like, just in the last year, how many people have died as a result of fentanyl here in the parish?
You know, I haven't. I would have to look that up, but you know, we hear of overdoses all the time. We hear of deaths all the time, and it's truly sad. You know, I have a lot of good folks that come to me begging for help, and, you know, there is Bobby Jindal back in the day killed us when he shut down our charity hospital or Hugh P. Long or our hospital systems. You know, it's just like the mental health issues that we have. They are in our jails. They don't belong in our jails. They belong in a facility, mm-hmm. but there's no place to put these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these drug facilities that help people or rehabs are faith-based. And thank God for that, you know, and because we send them there regular. But if them folks, they want to walk out, they can walk out. There's nobody to say, you got to stay here, mm-hmm. you know. So they really have to hit rock bottom to decide they won't help.
Mm. We got a call coming in for Sheriff Woods. Let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning. His last couple of comments segue into what my question is that what's the capacity of the jails here in Alexandria? Because we constantly hear we have nowhere to put them. If that's the problem, then why doesn't somebody in leadership propose building some additional jails? Because these people need to be in jail because of what they're doing instead of slapping them on the wrist and letting them out time after time after time. And why aren't we stiffening the punishment by the judges? Because all we hear from the judges or the DAs is there's no place to put them. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, I think, good morning first, but I think that that has changed. I really like our new governor. He has already changed some stuff down there that's going to put a little more teeth into, that gives our DAs and our judges a little more authority to, you know, justice reform was the big deal for years in the past here. And they really didn't want to, you know, I'm all about second chances. Give them that, but there are some folks don't need that. They need to go somewhere else, and there are spaces in Louisiana that they've shut down several different prisons around the state when all the justice reform started. Even Angola is not near the capacity that it used to be.
How about in Rapides Parish?
Rapides Parish, we have the DC-1 is downtown. We have about 300. Give or take beds that are pretrial inmates. Right now we have about 60 to 70 folks that are in there for homicide or murder charges waiting to go to court. The ones out behind the coke plant, we have a halfway house. We have a DC-2 that we keep the inmates that are doing DOC time that go out, you see, picking up trash or working in the municipalities that do that.
So what's the capacity? I mean, are we at 60%, 70%, or are we at 100%?
No.
Because when they have the DA on there, he says, well, we don't have anywhere to put them. So we turn these people loose.
What he's telling you is this. We keep the inmates downtown, DC-1. We book everybody in the Rapides Parish that comes in or out. Everybody is allowed to bond out, to make bonds. Some people are not, but most people can. What he's talking about, once you go to courts and they are convicted, then they're turned over.
Right.
They are turned over to the DOC, Department of Corrections, which is the state of Louisiana. They are either sent to facilities around the state that keep them. And what he's telling you is this: that those facilities, the state has cut back because of justice reform. But I'm thinking that Governor Landry has changed all that. He is telling his folks down there that he does not want. But I'm going to tell you how most people end up in jail. over the last few years. They get probation, okay? You go to court, they tell you do 5 years, they suspend it, 5 years probation. They are going to mess up in that five-year program, okay? So they bring them back to court. The judge has the ability to put them back in jail or to do a 90-day turnaround or whatever, okay? So that's where they end up in jail. But the judges has not really had the, because I say again, justice reform, but that has changed. I believe you're going to see something in the next few years that's going to go the way you like it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Sheriff Mark Wood, our guest here on Talk Back. We're taking another break.
Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYL, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
Rolling along on a Monday morning, Al Quartermont, Sander McQuain. Our guest today, Sheriff Mark Wood from Rapides Parish, who begins his second full term today. He'll be sworn in at a ceremony at 10:30 this morning over at the courthouse in the police jury room. You know, going back to the last conversation, and I've said this on the show before. I mean, you look at, like, you know, I think it's El Salvador, their new president. He got tired of the fact that their country was just riddled by crime and murders. They built more jails, and they put all of the criminals in jail, and now it's become one of the safest countries. I mean, it's not a tough principle.
Yeah.
Louisiana's been criticized for years for having too many people in jail. But to me, the only reason you're in jail is because you break the law. And if you break the law, you should go to jail.
Exactly.
So, yet the rub is to have more prisons would cost a lot of money, and and then you'd have to deal with the political fallout.
And you know, that's the to the gentleman's point that he was talking about last we talked, you know, they shut down facilities around the state of Louisiana, where they were keeping inmates. You know, I'm hoping that some of them will come back. You know, I was telling you I've done a little tour down in Angola. I've been to the rodeos, but I never went in and just actually toured it. Death Row, I did the whole nine yards. They just had several thousand there, not many. I mean, the capacity's there if they want to put them there. But, you know, like I say again, I keep hating to say this, justice reform. They threw that at everybody, but they didn't have a plan on this justice reform.
Right.
And I'm hoping that, like I say, I really like Governor Lander. I've been around him some. He seems sincere. I think he cares about Louisiana, and he's wanting to make a difference. He's wanting to show these guys there's consequences for what you do.
Yes.
If you're going to do this, this is what you're going to pay. And I hope he continues, and I hope everybody gets behind him with this.
The Beretta principle. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Look, man, you know, look, I worked in the jails when I first went to work here. And, you know, a lot of folks know each other, kin to each other. Mm. And when you're talking about 2-3 years, that's nothing to a lot of folks to do.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about the 10 or more or – then you get their attention. I can't tell you how many good folks that I talk to that are in jail that seem to be good folks. They'll tell you, Sheriff, man, I'll ask them, you know, how long are you going to be here with us? Well, blah, blah, blah. Oh, man, this is it. I'm not coming back. I'm not coming. I guarantee you within 2 years I'll see him back in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go to the phones again. Good morning. You're on Talk Back.
Hello, you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just wanted to compliment Mark on his job he's done. He does a great job. He's a great guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. We've been behind you the whole time. This William at Bud's Appliance.
Yeah.
You used to put to work quite often. I haven't heard from you. I assume your appliances are all working well.
Yes. I hope so. I hope so.
Well, either way, man, I appreciate your service and you guys. Y'all do an outstanding job. You've always got our support, man. Just to let you know, we're behind you, man.
Sure, appreciate that. You know, my guys, they do a fantastic job. That makes us look good. You know, it's not me, it's my guys. And they care about what they're doing, and they want to keep people safe. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. But they I'm proud of them.
And how are your numbers right now as far as, you know, you hear about law enforcement all around having a hard time coming up with people? How are you guys doing in that department?
We're not bad. You know, the road deputies, the SROs, we're a little bit down. And we'll get that up. We've already had some people that are post-certified reach out to us. We're fixing to start another academy, I think, around July, August, I believe is when it starts. So we already got folks lined up for that. I will make a plug, you know, come see us. We have a good plan. Listen to what we got. Our retirement is the best in the state. You know, it's a good place. Jail is a hard, hard job. Like I said, I did that for 2 years. I know. So, you know, come see us. If you're looking for a good job, you got a good background, come talk to us. We're looking for folks.
Sounds good.
So next 4 years, you know, your first, the hallmark from my perspective of your first 4 years was the RAID unit and putting together that multi-jurisdictional task force to really tackle the drug problem. So plans for the next term, what do you hope sort of the hallmark of the next 4 years?
You know, we got some things. We're still in the process. We've rearranged. We partnered with our volunteer fire departments. We moved some substations around. Substations are cumbersome. They, you know, it's a little bit of money, but it brings law enforcement to the folks. We was wanting to hope to have one down in Cheneyville by now. But some things happened and it didn't fall. But I just signed the paperwork 2 weeks ago. We acquired some land down there by the fire station. So we're fixing to start to work on that. That's going to be one of our next deals. So it'll give the folks in the south end of the parish some coverage, detectives, where they don't have to come all the way to Ellick. They can go right there and do their business, same way we did in Heinsten. So that's something that we're going to keep creating and keep moving. We'd like to bring stuff to the folks. We're looking to, I've already talked with, she's helping us, Congressman Letlow, and body scanners are very, very expensive, and I needed three of them, and it's probably around $500,000. She was able to, we're this close, we've already went through several stages to get there, and I'm fixing to acquire three of them, so if anybody enters into any of our facilities, correctional facilities, they have to go through that. So the deal where we can't search body cavities. It's against the law. We can't do that.
Right.
And but this will give us some insight. I think will help. Will it stop it? Probably not. But it will help us one more tool to help keep this beat back from getting. Look, I mean, they were. An inmate has 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to figure out how to get past a guard, something past a guard. And if they would take that and use it in other lines, would probably do good in life.
Yeah.
But, it's a never-ending battle that we battle that. So that's something that we hoped to bring on board. We have been talking about for the last several years on a safety complex behind the Coca-Cola plant. To make easy for folks to come in to do business with us. Myself, we'll stay at the courthouse. Tax will stay there. But our dispatch and different things like that, we hope to put about 150 seated room where stadium seating, like to have meetings. Somebody wants. So we got a lot of things in mind that we want to do. We're going to keep in, keeping our guys the best pay we can get them. So we got some things on tape. We won't throw it all out there, but we're going to be surprising some folks.
Sounds good. We need to take another break.
Yes.
More of the sheriff.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talk Back after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
And we're back with Sheriff Mark Wood, Al and Sandra with you here on this Monday morning as the swearing-in ceremony is 10:30 over at the courthouse today as Sheriff Wood begins term number two, which is pretty cool stuff.
So. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm excited. I got my two grandsons here with me.
I was going to say, you have two special deputies in the studio this morning.
They are, they're out of school. They wanted to come with me this morning, so I said, well, come on, guys. Let's load up and go. But, you know, this is part of the reason you do the job we're doing. I mean, you've heard me say 100 times before, I'm from here. I hope they stay here. And, we got to keep pressing the fight, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I was just going to ask you that. Yeah. You know, how it changes you not only when you have kids, but then when you have grandkids, yes. And you realize the community that you live in, the community yeah. you're serving, is where they're going to grow up.
That's right.
That gives you just a little bit more of a perspective and a motivation.
Oh, most definitely. You know, it wasn't too many years ago. We never locked our home. We left our keys in our car. We didn't, you know, I grew up in the country. I live 100 yards from the house I grew up in.
Wow.
And, you know, but now everything's changed. And I worry about these babies. You know, what are they going to be into in a few years, you know?
Yeah. And the rural parts of the community have yes. been hit so hard by drugs and crime, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we work in Alexandria. We have our crime suppression unit that's in here as much as they can, but we also hit the municipalities, and you know, we have the whole parish to worry about, and so we try to do that. We created our resident deputy, which is kind of a community police officer in that area, but I picked somebody that's kind of aggressive, that I want them doing things in there. I want them to arrest people. You know, but they know, I try to pick them from that area so they know the folks. Sometimes everybody just don't want to talk to the police because they don't want to get out that they got a problem down the road. Somebody finds out, they may burn their house, you know. So yeah. I give them somebody that they can trust, that they can talk to, that'll keep them out of it. Just point us in that direction. So that's one of the things that we did that we've increased out there. So I hope that keeps growing. As we get going and get some more people, and we're going to keep doing that.
For sure.
Well, and I know beyond your role in law enforcement, where I really mm-hmm. appreciated the work of the Sheriff's Department was during Hurricane Laura.
Yes.
And you guys stepped, I mean, it was remarkable to me. Yeah. And I remember being in a lot of the meetings and, you know, you'd see sort of jurisdictional, we can't do this, we can't do that, how are we going to get ICE here or there? And I remember it was like, okay, Mark Wood was the only adult in the room that said, enough, go get the truck, go sure, make that happen sure, out here. Sure. And I just have to compliment you because people do not realize how much the sheriff's office did to kind of hold the community together.
You know, in our shop out behind the Coca-Cola plant where we work on all our vehicles became kind of the hub for all the municipalities. They come get their fuel. They, you know, just one central area. Well, we had an old big generator that we had borrowed. It kind of ran since then. We got a grant, my guys did, that's got a generator that should be coming that will run the whole system. So we will, everything will be up and we won't miss a lick out there. And, you know, sometimes the old saying is you got to take the bull by the horns and run with it, you know, and, you just got to do it.
For sure. And hopefully we won't have to do that this year.
Oh, no. Like I say, I don't wish nothing bad, Al, on any of our buddies anywhere else. Yeah. I got a son in Florida. I told him the other day, I said, buddy, I don't want nothing bad, but keep them over there if you can. We don't need no more over here.
So today with your being sworn in, I know there'll be other sheriffs that'll go through the same process up in Grand Parish, Sheriff McCain. And
yes.
Well, Saul, I guess we have a new sheriff with Lane Windham.
Yeah, Lane Windham, you know, retired from APD. Mm-hmm. He's from up there. The Windhams are from LaSalle Parish. Good guy. I've already talked to him. We got a new one in Wind Parish. Of course, me and Sheriff McCain, we work hand-in-hand a bunch. David Dozart went back in. Sam Kraft on the other. We work pretty good with our adjoining parishes because bad guys, you know, there's no boundary for them. So.
Right.
We have a good relationship, working and personal relationship with our guys.
Yeah, and some really good sheriffs in
this
area.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, just good folks, and they care, and so that makes a difference.
No doubt about it. All right, we need to take our last break, then we'll come back and wrap it up with Sheriff Wood. You can still call in, so do that now.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYO, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, we're back. Our last segment of the morning with Sheriff Mark Wood. We appreciate him giving us time on a very busy day for him, very big day as well, again, being sworn in at 10:30 this morning for term number two. Let's go back to the phone calls. Good morning. You're on Talk Back.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Jonathan Hunter. Sheriff, I want to wish you a congratulations on the start of your new term. And just wanted to echo the sentiments of so many in this community. I've grown to know Sheriff Wood over several years that we've been working together. Sadly, by the time I'm involved, that's not the best outcome. But I have grown to know him as a very good friend, as a great man, as a servant leader, and we are blessed to have him as the sheriff in Rapides Parish. So, Sheriff, I just wanted to give you a heartfelt congratulations and wish you the best.
Well, Doc, I appreciate that. It means a lot. And, yeah, you and me, we have become friends. I've made a lot of good friends since I've been in there, and you're one of them. And you do cook a mean jambalaya. I got to throw that in there.
we'll do that again.
Yes,
have a great
sir.
Day.
I enjoyed
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you, Doc. Have a great
All
day.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call.
I don't know.
It.
I've got bad images of a coroner cooking jambalaya. That's the image I can't get out of my head.
Yeah, he does. He cooks a mean one. I've eaten it a couple of times. It's pretty good. So, but that he's a super good guy. Does you know, sometimes our lines cross and. Like he said, it's kind of the final end for some folks, but he's always there and does a good job.
So for the swearing-in ceremony this morning, what would it kind of be like? What do we have planned?
Well, just nothing extravagant. I'm not a real flashy kind of guy, but, you know, I believe in one thing. I'll have somebody there to open us up with prayer and bless this upcoming administration and my guys, which we do that a lot. During the week, I have some pastors that work for me, and I'll call them in. And look, you know, the big guy upstairs, you know, he guides you,
yeah.
And you got to go with him sometimes, you know. And I appreciate that. But we're gonna have a little. I think the ladies wanted some cake and punch, and you know, the usual stuff. And look, we'll be. I got appointments starting right after lunch, so we'll be back to work.
Getting right into it.
Yes, sir.
And your family will be there, of course.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I got my two grandsons here with me, Cody and Cole, this morning. And some of my family can't be here. I got a son in Florida. I have a daughter down in Bay St. Louis. She's an air flight attendant. She flies all over the place.
Wow.
My son works for the feds. My other son will be here. He's runs a millwright company, but he'll be here. My daughter, she does... was it human resources for a company out here? I don't think she's going to be here. I think my grandbaby had an earache. They've been swimming so much. Now I think she got to take her to the doctor. But my wife will be there. I hope she gets up. She was up when I left this morning, so we'll see. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Al. I mean, you know, I love Rapides Parish. I don't know what else to say. I go visit a lot of places, a lot of states, different things, but it's always good to come home. It really is to me.
For sure.
Even though it's hot.
Yeah, it is hot and humid this time of year.
Yes, yes.
But the good news is it'll be over by, like, November.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, I keep thinking maybe they'd move deer season a little bit more because usually you're hunting in shorts. You know,
so, right. Yeah. That's sort of weird. And you mentioned your wife. I mean, behind every great man is an even better woman.
Look, I told her the other day, and I meant this, and I said, you know, you changed the whole course of my life.
Mm.
And she did. And, you know, I love her. She's going through a bout of breast cancer.
Oh.
And she had a double mastectomy, but we're getting through it. They checked the lymph nodes. She didn't have to have treatments, but she has to take the pill every day for so many years.
Yeah.
And she's having some issues. We can't start the reconstructive part of it. Hopefully... one day we will, but yeah, she's doing good. So you know, prayers, I believe in them, and they work for her. I'm gonna tell you, man. Had a lot of good folks that called me praying, and I believe in that, and it works. But we're gonna get there. But she's took it all in stride, and she's out painting her shed this week. We built her a little greenhouse
because
she always gets her plants burned up for the winter, so we built her something to put them in there. So I have to get on to her because she don't really need to be doing that just yet.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
But she can't help herself. So.
Wow. I mean, that's very sobering news when you get it.
Yes.
And I'm glad to hear she's doing okay.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, some folks is want to be quiet. I understand. You know, they want their – look, I'm like this. Put it out there. Pray for me. I have people call. Look, can we put you on our prayer list at church? definitely, please do that. That's why I'm telling you, it works. It works. Yeah,
no doubt, no doubt. So, well, we will pray for her as well.
Thank
and hope
thank
things
you.
Continue to go thank well you. In that direction.
Oh, yeah. We on a, well, I call it a slow road, but we're getting there. Mm-hmm. So we're getting there. So.
But it does put life in perspective when yes, you go through those yes, sorts of things. Yes.
You know, and growing up, when you heard somebody had cancer, that was a big ordeal. Her mom died with cancer. It was huge. Now it's like, okay, when's my number going to be called? You know, I mean, it's just everywhere. It's scary. It tells me that maybe some of the stuff we're growing off these big chickens and so quick and fast. And
yeah, maybe.
What, you know, I don't know. I could be a conspiracy theory or something. I don't know.
No, I totally get it. Totally get it. So, well, Sheriff Wood, thank you so much for your time. It's gracious of you to give us a whole hour, and especially on this day where you got a lot yes. coming up. Yeah. Again, folks, 10:30 over at the Rapids Parish Courthouse in the police jury meeting room. It'll be the swearing-in ceremony for Sheriff Mark Wood and his staff, term number 2. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Al. And I want to wish everybody a happy 4th, y'all, and everybody have a good time, but stay safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sheriff Mark Wood, our guest here on Talkback. All right, it's Nathan and Sandra tomorrow, and Matt Ritchie will be here at 8 o'clock. So have a good day for the rest of the day. I'll talk with you again on Wednesday.
You've been listening to Talkback. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.